AP News, I'm Mike Hampton. Life-threatening cold is expected as a polar vortex stretches across the U.S. after deadly weekend flooding.
Harsh weather moving west Monday with a polar vortex forecast to grip the Rockies and the Northern Plains after winter storms pummeled the eastern U.S. over the weekend, killing at least 10 people, including 9 in Kentucky who died during flooding from heavy rains. Governor Andy Beshear.
You look at the number of people we've already lost and the damage. This is one of the most serious weather events we've dealt with in at least a decade.
The National Weather Service warning of life-threatening cold. Temperatures in northern Montana expected to dip as low as 45 degrees below zero. Meteorologist Bob Borovec.
Low temperatures will continue through a good part of the week across the middle part of the country.
The weather making travel treacherous on the roads and in the skies, where cancellations and delays top over 1,000. I'm Julie Walker.
The Kremlin says top Russian officials will hold talks with U.S. counterparts on restoring ties, negotiating a peaceful settlement to the war in Ukraine, and preparing a meeting between Russian President Putin and President Trump. Speaking yesterday in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump said he thinks Putin is ready for ceasefire talks.
I think he wants to stop fighting. I see that. We spoke long and hard. Steve Witkoff was with him for a very extended period, like about 3 hours. I think he wants to stop fighting. They have a big, powerful machine. You understand that.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will lead the U.S. delegation into Tuesday's talks. An Israeli official says Israeli forces will remain in 5 strategic locations in southern Lebanon near the border after Tuesday's deadline for their full withdrawal. This is AP News. Pope Francis will remain in the hospital.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will require further hospitalization after his respiratory tract infection presented a complex clinical picture. This will raise concerns about the 88-year-old's increasingly frail health. The Pope was admitted to hospital in Rome after a week-long bout of bronchitis worsened. A Vatican spokesman has said the results of tests conducted in recent days has indicated that the Pope is suffering from a polymicrobial respiratory tract infection, which has required changes in his drug therapy. Scientists say these are caused by a mix of viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. No time frame has been given for his hospitalization, but the Vatican has said the complexity of his symptoms will require an appropriate hospital stay. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
U.S. markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.